NUS voting ends tonight.
UK recognizes Syrian opposition as credible.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 Star News, I'm Tamar Ziff.
I'm Dan Ray. Vote on the current referendum on St. Andrew's affiliation with the National Union of Students ends tonight at 6 p.m. If you would like to learn more about the Yes and No campaigns, you can find interviews with the election teams and more information on the Star website. After a week of campaigning, the results will be announced tonight at 9 p.m. Tune in to Star for the live coverage.
Foreign Secretary William Hague has stated that the UK recognizes the new coalition of Syrian opposition groups as a credible, legitimate representation of the Syrian people and a possible alternative to the Assad government. President of the coalition, Ahmed Moaz Al-Khali, met with Hague in London to discuss future possibilities for Syria last week. France has also recognized the coalition as the legitimate representation of the Syrian people, but the United States is hesitant. Mr. Hague said that the situation in Syria is grave and deteriorating and plans to meet with his EU counterparts in Brussels on Monday to further outline a strategy of peaceful political transition.
The first elections for police and crime commissioners were held today. The turnout was unexpectedly low, ranging from 13 to 20% in some areas. Although David Cameron reassured people that there's often low turnout in the first election, the chairwoman of the Electoral Commission said it was a concern for everyone who cares about democracy. Some have suggested that the low turnout indicates people don't want police commissioners overrepresented in politicized police. There have also been complaints that voters didn't feel like they knew enough about the candidates that they wanted.
In sports news, there's more international rugby union this weekend. As the autumn tests continue, Wales, who put it in a disappointing performance against Argentina last Saturday, play Samoa tonight. Tomorrow, England hosts Australia. Scotland play South Africa, hoping for a better result than against New Zealand last week. And Ireland are up against Fiji in a non-cap international. The autumn tests conclude next weekend as the home nations hope to boost their ranking points for the upcoming 2015 World Cup draw.
Time for On This Day. On this day in history, in 1940, the Royal Air Force bombed Hamburg, Germany in response to the Nazi bombing of coming to England. On this day in 1988, Benazir Bhutto was elected as Prime Minister of Pakistan. She was later assassinated in 2007. And on this day in 1992, the Hawksley Horde, the largest Roman horde celebrating gold, was discovered in Hawksley 7.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, tune in to our Bulletin Monday at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.